What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Start some trouble and call the Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
It's the Pete Hoffman Show on WFAN.
That's right, it is Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. 888-808-1019. You guys follow me at Hoff, WFAN, and let's be honest with you, the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight was the biggest joke of the century. It was by far the dumbest all-star game I can imagine. That is basically what that was. It was a terrible performance by, you know, if you're going to take it serious and actually watch the fight and watch two professionals, quote-unquote, go at it head-to-head, this was the worst fight ever in boxing, which is why boxing is dying. It is so bad. But it really was just an exhibition. That's all it was. But yet somehow, for a person like myself who loves combat sports, this is what we get wrapped into. We get excited about an old Mike Tyson at 58 years old and a Jake Paul who's 27, who hasn't fought anyone of serious note in the boxing game. He's done absolutely nothing. All he is a face. He's an entertainer. That's all he is. He's an amateur. But yet somehow, everybody talked about this fight. This is all we talked about yesterday leading into it was football. It was a football Friday. We got Juan Soto who's hitting the blocks, who's open for sale. Buy me. 15 years, you know, $700 million. No, nobody cared. Aaron Rodgers, is this the last game as a Jet quarterback? What's going on with Daniel Jones? Nobody cared. It was Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. The dumbest combo in the history of boxing. And yet somehow everybody was locked into this. Was it because it was free? Well, not free. It was on Netflix, which basically everyone has Netflix, so I guess it's kind of free because you don't have to pay the $50. And thank goodness, I've never paid. I can honestly say, and I will continue to say this, I've never paid $50 or more to watch Jake Paul fight because it's not entertaining. It's not fun. It's, you know the result. He's putting himself up to win. There is no competition. He hasn't had real competition. I don't understand And here's the real sad thing is, I heard someone call in a little while ago, they put real money on this. How dumb are people? This was a sham. It is legitimately an all-star game. That's what it is. It's huge name versus huge name, and let's show, you know, have a little sparring session in front of millions of people. 75,000 people at Jerry's World. And however millions of people tuned in live who weren't frustrated by the fact that you couldn't watch the freaking thing because of the buffering up until the fight, up until the main fight, thank goodness. It was as bad as it gets. And for somebody who sits there, and again, loves combat sports, cannot wait for tonight for UFC 309 that's going to be at MSG with real fighters, with real professional fighters where there's actually going to be an outcome, that they're not going to go in there and patty cake each other for eight rounds and say, okay, we did good. We sold it well enough, and I'm going to win. Like, Mike Tyson doesn't care about winning anymore. He's got he's got eight or six losses on his career. Didn't make a difference that he, quote-unquote, lost this fight. The fact that they got it sanctioned in Dallas is outrageous. It's a sham. The hell were we doing watching this crap? That's why boxing is dying. You have real professional fighters who are going out there and work and training. And I'm not saying that Jake Paul's not training. I'm just saying that Jake Paul's not good. He's not. He's not a real boxer. He's an amateur. You put him against a professional in his actual weight class. I mean, they showed a package video of Jake Paul knocking out people like Nate Robinson. Do we know who Nate Robinson is? Yes, we do. Because we watched basketball. We watched the New York Knicks. We watched Jake Paul knock out Nate Robinson. He's a basketball player, not a boxer. I can go down the list of the people that Jake Paul has beaten and knocked out, and it's a joke. Ben Askren, who was a top-level grappler, wrestler, jiu-jitsu fighter in MMA, got knocked out by Jake Paul. Who? Nobody cares. MMA fighter, high-class level, but he wasn't a striker. Tyron Woodley, a former UFC champion, washed up, and the guy fights at 170, where Jake Paul is 205 pounds. Like, this is stupid. This is not real. I don't understand how we got caught up into this and thought this was a good idea and thought that this was going to be exciting. That to me is the... Now listen, if you watched the fight earlier with the two girls, Amanda Serrano and Katie Taylor, yeah, that was a great fight, as much as you could actually see because of the buffering issues, and we'll get to all that and more. But to sit there and watch Jake Paul and Mike Tyson basically patty cake each other to death, well, not even to death. There was barely anything going on. My wife said, why are they hugging each other so early? And this is the impact of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson. My wife wanted to watch it. She legitimately came home, was going somewhere at 6 in the morning, but was like, I have to stay up to watch this. I'm like, what is wrong with you? I don't want to watch this. I don't. I actually don't want to watch this crap. But they're hugging in the first round. She goes, why are they doing this? They look like they're tired. I said, it's easy. Mike Tyson has nothing left. Jake Paul wants to see what he has, how strong he is, what he actually has, if he's still strong, if he has any strength whatsoever, to test to see if he's going to get his ass knocked out tonight. And he found out early he wasn't. And it was an easy night for Jake Paul. And listen, I'm not trying to sit here and say that this was a real fight. But the fact that they went out of their way to get it sanctioned, to make it sound like a real fight is a little annoying to me. It's a little disturbing. I mean, I don't know if they blocked it out on Netflix, but it sounded to me that people at the end of the night weren't thrilled with the result, weren't thrilled with the main event. And unlike other real fights, real combat, you know, fights, real boxing events, real MMA events, like the main event is the main draw because the two are the best fighters in the world or at the top level of that night. They're not just two names that, hey, throw them together and you know, have fun. And the rest of the show was good, right? Was the rest of the show good? Did we entertain you there? No, this is a farce. And I just cannot believe that people got sucked into this. 888-808-1019. This is, to me, the most upsetting night as a combat sports fan that I am, to watch that, to see the result, to see people react to it. You knew early on it was what it was. I mean, that's what I expected. But the fact is that after the first round where you walk around and going, yeah, that's pretty much what we're going to get. Mike Tyson's not very good anymore. He's 58 years old. And Jake Paul doesn't want to kill this guy because it's going to look really bad for Jake Paul if he beats up on a 58-year-old. It's going to look bad on him. It's not going to be, wow, look at that. It's going to look bad. If Jake Paul wanted to, he could have punched Mike Tyson square in the face and knocked him out cold. And what would have that have accomplished? Absolutely nothing. He would have got a bad rap. And we would have felt bad for Mike Tyson. It was the worst event I've ever watched. And I don't understand how people got sucked into it. I don't get it. And again, on top of that, the people that bet on this, I can't even believe that they allowed it. And now I know New York didn't allow it. And thankfully for that, because New York and I believe Vegas didn't allow it and a few other places, because it was a joke. It was an exhibition. If you saw the Floyd Mayweather-Logan Paul fight, that's exactly what this was. Hey, let me get to spar with you for 8 rounds. We'll do it in front of a bunch of people. I won't lose. I won't get knocked out. I'm not going to knock you out. And we all walk away winners. That's what this is. That's what this was. So I'm just, I don't know. I got frustrated watching it. I got frustrated seeing people, you know, on X, you know, Xing about it, tweeting about it, whatever you want to say. It was frustrating because I love the sport. And it's basically dead. It's basically, Jake Paul has proven that boxing is dead. There's no big name in boxing anymore. If Jake Paul, who is the leading entertainer in boxing, boxing's dead. It's over. You can't come back from that. It's a spectacle. You can have spectacles, but the actual quality, that's like going to like, and no offense, but that's like going to Long Island to see the Ducks play a baseball game. The Long Island Ducks. You get good entertainment out of it, but are you going to spend top dollar on that product? No. You might see some names. Oh, I remember that guy. Daniel Murphy played there for a second. I remember Daniel Murphy. That was cool. But you're not paying top dollar for that crappy product. You're not paying top dollar to see old men play. And you're definitely not seeing top dollar for old men to play against young men. It's just stupid. It doesn't make any sense. So, yeah, we all got duped into it. I hope you all had a great time. I did not. That was as infuriating of a night because on top of it, you know, it's not. I mean, this is not terribly late, to be honest with you. It wasn't terribly late because tomorrow I'm going to be up till 2 in the morning watching UFC. That's how late these cards go. So this is typical. But the fact is, it takes forever to get there. The streaming was as terrible as it's ever been. Like, I joked about it when I put my Netflix on, that mine was perfect. And it was for about 30 seconds. You know, it was grainy at first. The picture wasn't good. And then, boom, came in clear. It was great. I'm seeing Amanda Soriano walk in. I'm like, okay, this is good. It's perfect. And all of a sudden, I got up for a second. And I was like, I'll just rewind it. I'm probably going to miss some time. I was putting my kid to bed, whatever the case is. And I come back, and it was just frozen in round one. And then I press play, and I find a way to refresh it, and it's round seven. Like, what the hell? And that's all I kept on seeing was people telling me and complaining about how bad the buffering was, and it was a joke, and there was a ton of jokes on it. You know, I understand that it was a, again, you didn't have to pay a premium for it. You just had to pay for a Netflix subscription. But that is something that was unacceptable. If people had to watch fights like that all night long and it was streaming poorly, except for the one point in time when you were able to see Mike Tyson's bare ass, which is the best part of the night. Because that right there should have signified, this is what this night is. It's ass. It's not good. It's not going to be a successful night. Again, Amanda Soriano and Katie Taylor, they did put on a great fight. That was phenomenal. That was a legitimate fight. They deserve the love. And the one thing that Jake Paul does do is he always puts Soriano on there. He always puts Soriano on his cards and always tries to hype her up. So I do appreciate that. But for the most part, this was just a poorly designed event. Anybody who thought that this was going to be an unbelievable, can't-miss fight to watch, you're dead wrong. And again, we hyped it up all day. We were people talking about it all day. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe how dumb it was. And yet somehow, we all got duped into it. We all watched it. And I walked away feeling absolutely dumber than I was 20 minutes prior. I felt worse about myself after watching that fight. And again, I was sitting next to somebody who doesn't watch fights, doesn't care to, but was excited to see Mike Tyson fight and was asking me, what the hell is going on? Why is he not trying to knock him out? What is happening here? Because nothing was happening. It's like the Blair Witch Project. Nothing was happening. Nothing happened. But I guess tip the cap to Jake Paul because he knows how to sell a fight. 888-808-1019. 888-808-1019. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5 a.m. when Richard Neer takes over. We'll get to your calls coming up next. We will get to Juan Soto. We'll get to Aaron Rodgers. We'll get into a lot of other stuff. But first up on the block, Mike Tyson, Jake Paul, the disappointment, and the fact that boxing's dead. I mean, that is what I received. That was the message I got from last night. Boxing's dead. There is nothing left that boxing can do if the biggest fight of the year, this might be the biggest boxing fight of the decade, is Jake Paul, Mike Tyson. An amateur versus an old age man. That's what it is. That's what that was. And we watched it. And people were excited about it. That to me means the sport is over. We are completely lost if that was entertainment to you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.